NBC Monitor News on the hour. Here's Lou Wood.
A report in the London Sunday Times quotes authoritative Nigerian sources as saying former Biafran General Odumegwu Ojukwu was overthrown by his military colleagues who decided the war was lost. The report says Ojukwu was forced to leave Biafra and is now in hiding in the Ivory Coast and believed on his way to exile in Paris. While Biafran soldiers turned in their guns for rations and the threat of guerrilla warfare in Nigeria appeared to diminish, the first shipments of aid to Biafra from abroad began arriving in Nigeria. A British transport plane landed in Lagos with 7 Land Rovers and 11 tons of medical supplies to be distributed by the Nigerian Red Cross. In Lille, France, a 17-year-old student died today when he set himself afire to protest the Biafran situation. Hugh Scott, the Senate Republican leader, has predicted that President Nixon will end up supporting an extension of the embattled Voting Rights Act, even though his administration proposed a revision to apply it outside the Deep South. The Pennsylvania senator said civil rights leaders have opposed nationwide application and conceded black voters seem disenchanted with the Republican Party, partly because there has been so much public notice given to an alleged Southern strategy. But Scott said there is no room for such a Southern strategy in the party and said it does not exist in the president's mind. House Democratic leader Carl Albert of Oklahoma said President Nixon is being urged by advisors to veto a Welfare Department appropriations bill. And 2 Republican senators said today they would support a presidential veto of the nearly $20 billion measure. Gordon Allott of Colorado and Howard Baker of Tennessee say they've found home state support of President Nixon's insistence on reduced spending. Mr. Nixon has claimed the bill is inflationary. Inflation and federal spending are among the subjects the president is expected to discuss in his State of the Union message, scheduled for delivery next Thursday. Mr. Nixon finished 3 days of work on the address in the seclusion of Camp David, Maryland tonight and returned to the White House. When Congress returns Monday, 2 important pieces of legislation face a rocky battle. That story from Robert McCormick in Washington.
A Senate floor fight of considerable proportions may start very quickly over 2 bills, one involving drug control and the other the fight against crime. Both bills were approved by the Senate Judiciary Committee just before the last session ended. Both have been attacked by some senators of both liberal and conservative persuasion as interfering with constitutional rights. The drug control bill includes the so-called no-knock provision, which would allow warrants for police officers to enter without advance notice premises where they think they may find evidence that might otherwise be destroyed before it can be seized. The crime control bill contains several provisions, such as one permitting the detention of stubborn witnesses until they comply with court orders, that have aroused a number of senators of both parties. Robert McCormick, NBC News, Washington.
Vice President Agnew, who's in Hawaii on his way home from his Asian tour, has told newsmen Asian leaders made it clear to him they want a continuing U.S. presence in the Pacific. But Agnew said he thinks he succeeded in making the Asian leaders understand that the United States is determined to avoid being called on to bail out small countries when there are flare-ups within their borders. Reliable sources in Vietnam say 2 South Vietnamese generals have been eased out of their commands in the vital Mekong Delta because they were lax in countering increasing enemy infiltration and attacks. Conflicting attitudes and actions of groups in American society will be the subject of a special 3-hour program to be broadcast tomorrow night by NBC News. The program, called The Danger Within, A Study of Disunity in America, will present comments from such persons as Dr. Milton Eisenhower, Senator George McGovern, and Mrs. Martin Luther King, Jr. Here is an excerpt.
Of course the country is divided, but I don't think that the country is as badly divided as the media would have us believe. When there is no direction